Episode 34.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. Today's skit was inspired by something that I heard another podcaster do, Scott Johnson over at Extra Life Radio. During one of his episodes, he was riffing on those old 1940s, 1950s newsreels where you had the very intense announcer. So I came up with my own newsreel that could have happened around the same time, speaking about the world of tomorrow. If you want to find out more about Extra Life Radio, please visit myextralife.com. And now, on to the comedy.
Dateline, the world of tomorrow. In a secret research facility, here along the shores of lovely Lake Solitude in Highbridge, New Jersey, scientists are gazing into their crystal test tubes, conjuring up visions of the future. Not long ago, this reporter was allowed exclusive access to the prolific playground of these scientific soothsayers, and I'm happy to report that the future does indeed look as bright as the flames from their Bunsen burners. Here's an A-1 prime example. Tired of shopping for groceries? Well, rest those aching, barking dogs, mother, and let Robo, the Wonder Robot, do the work for you. All you do is give Robo a list of your essential foodstuffs, pack him in the family car, drive him to your local greengrocer, and wheel him inside. Then just attach him to a cart and watch him go. In less time than it will take you to pick up the dry cleaning, get martini supplies for Father's wet bar, and shop for a new skirt for little Sally, Robo has made it to the checkout counter with all your fruits and vegetables. Boy, oh boy, do they look good. Ooh, just a moment, Mr. Robo. We don't want you sneaking in a case of motor oil or expensive light bulbs. So, Mother double-checks each and every item before it's rung up at the register. Then Robo is packed into the car for the trip home. Talk about convenience! Meanwhile, in another part of the secret laboratory at 436 River Road, scientists are researching ways to make Father's workday easier, starting from the moment he steps into the family car in the morning. His flying car, that is. When this humble reporter asked our slide-rule-wielding friends how it works, they mumbled something about the drag coefficient and lift. But when I asked them to simplify the technical mumbo-jumbo, they said it worked via the miracle of flight-o-matic atomic dust. Now that's a name with zing! Look how Father's car can glide through the air with the greatest of ease thanks to the miracle of flight-o-matic atomic dust, and land on a dime right outside the office. Nice job, Father! Oh, and look! Here comes Father's office buddy, Ted. Ted chose to get to work on board the new flying Bus-O-Rama, that's all the rage. In the future. No time to chat, you two. It's off to work. Yes, even in the future, people need to be productive members of society. But, thanks to advances in vacuum tube design, the workday will soon be a mere 4 hours long. That means less time to talk about the big game around the water cooler, but Father is thrilled because it means more time for golf, tinkering with the family flying car, and meeting the boys for a few drinks down at the new revolving Bolodrome. Even little Sally and young Bobby will benefit from the top-secret work being conducted by the scientists pictured here. Gone will be the hours of tedious reading and memorizing we've all come to endure. Using sophisticated X-ray machines like this one, which is no bigger than the average living room, teachers will be able to take entire books, multiplication tables, and even world maps, and permanently emboss them directly on the brains of our young geniuses. Now little Sally and young Bobby will always know that there are 48 states, and they can instantly recite to you the amazing uses of asbestos. Talk about a smart idea! But all this talk of work and school might have you wondering if there's any time for fun in the future. You bet there is. And how? Here we see Mother, Father, little Sally, and young Bobby entering the new Cinema-Arama Dome. Yes, even your local motion picture theater will be better than ever in the future. That's because each seat will be fitted with one of these, its own hot butter dispenser. Oops, looks like little Bobby needs a few extra napkins. Now, sit back and enjoy the double feature. Oh wait, this is the future. Enjoy your triple feature, Mr. and Mrs. Moviegoing Public. As we can see, thanks to the hard work of Dr. Alan Milansky, Dr. Wayne Dansk, and all the other scientists at this secret laboratory, which can be reached by calling Klondike 5-3127, the future looks bright indeed. This is Lloyd Williams reporting.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.